Hello.
Hi, this is Allison calling from the Home Care Agency Family First Care in regards to Charles Hall. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, and is this Mr. Hall or is this his wife?
No, this is Mr. Hall. My voice is this.
I am Allison from the Home Care Agency Family First Care. You had spoken to Haya in regards to getting him applied with Medicaid and home care services. That's what I assist with. So did you have any questions on Medicaid qualifications before moving forward?
I always thought you only could be getting Medicaid, or excuse me, you couldn't make over now.
Wait, I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, too.
No. It's okay.
You couldn't make over a certain amount before you could be made too much and didn't qualify.
Okay, so you're saying you don't know if he qualifies?
Right.
Okay. So are you guys legally married?
Excuse me?
Are you guys legally married?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay. So with this, it would be for a single applicant. It would be $2,900 a month in income for Medicaid, and then assets would be $8,000 if you're under that. So for income, they take into consideration Social Security. So that's either SSI, SSDI, SSA. They will then also take into consideration 401ks, bank account, any assets that you have. If you own home, car, they're going to look at everything. It doesn't mean that you will be over the qualifications, but if you do own any of those things, there is something else that I want to advise you guys of. So do you own home, car, anything like that?
I'm a home.
You own your home? Okay. So with that, there is something like through Medicaid, and I don't want to scare you, but if you apply for any welfare programs, up for grabs is the assets that you have listed. So if you don't have the money to pay off by time, there is a legal possibility that they can come in and take the home, which is why I always like to call patients and go over this before having you guys go and apply. There is something called the Estate Recovery Program. If you want more information, I just don't know legally how to advise somebody of that. I just know that's something that happens, and there's not really a nice way to go about it, like how to say that to somebody. So
I think I better just stay away from Medicare, because all the things that you read, I know I won't qualify.
Yeah, that's fine. They'll add you to the list, and then I go over like specific numbers, and we'll just make sure that this is the best plan of care for you financially and physically. So for Medicare, if you have a provider like Aetna, Cigna, anyone like that, you can call them and you can get skilled short-term care, okay?
What about, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Primary care, I'm on Oak Street.
You said your primary care? That's going to go through your Medicare.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Medicare is going to be your primary. And then anything else that you have is going to be secondary. That's just the way that it goes. Medicare is like the most power.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sorry.
It sounds like something I would want, but I just, I know I don't qualify for the income and assets. And I don't want them coming into my house.
Got it. Okay.
So there's
another option. I'm sorry.
Well, so maybe I might find something, you know, that would help. Because I'm in a position to possibly help for my payment, but I know I couldn't pay it all.
Okay. So Medicare, you can ask Medicare. They would approve a certain amount of hours. I don't know much about it. But do you have a provider for Medicare? Like I said before, Aetna, Cigna, Independence, Blue Cross, Blue Shield.
My insurance is service benefit plan.
What was it? I'm sorry. What benefit plan?
Service benefit plan.
You said service?
Service. But he's not in the service. But I was in the Navy.
Oh, you're a veteran.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hold on. So, do you go through, do you have a doctor at the VA?
No, I don't go to the VA. I go to Oak Street.
It's a okay.
VA. It's a VA on 63rd and Market. And they don't provide the medical, you know.
Got it. Okay. So, you go to Oak Street. Got it. Okay. So, yeah, if you have your Medicare, you can definitely go through the provider or enroll in a Medicare provider and get services through that type of insurance. But if you don't qualify for Medicaid, they won't approve you for the long-term care, but you can still get care. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry.
My voice is
That's okay. I'm trying to help you to the best of my ability. You're good. I'm sorry if I ask what too many times, and if you need a break in between, because I know it takes a lot out. Just let me know.
Sure. Yeah, but my insurance doesn't provide help what I'm looking for.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't, okay, hold on.
They provide me, I think, 40 visits a year from a registered nurse and home. She hasn't done any work, any courses. All she will do is manage my medicine.
Okay.
And that's like 40 times a year for an hour. You know, and that's not the doing nothing for me.
Let me see. So you need more of like the long-term care. What kind of care are you looking for? Because you said that they're not providing you the correct one.
Mainly somebody to do some cooking for me, moderate clean, and help me pay to get it out to the shower.
Okay.
That's why I have the most trouble. And I can get friends to come by periodically. And
okay. So the way that this program works, if you would like to, we can definitely apply you for it. That being said, the way that the application goes, they have you list your income and resources due to it going through welfare. Are you already approved through Medicaid, or you already said that you wouldn't qualify?
I'm just approved for Medicare A and B.
Medicare A and B you were approved for?
Yes.
Okay. So let me see. You may be, actually, let me double check. If you were just approved for Medicare Part A and B, you may qualify for this long-term care Medicaid plan. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to look into this. Because it says, I know you have to be 21 years or older, dually eligible, and then, let me see, dually eligible for Medicare, Medicaid, that includes individuals with Medicare Part A and B. Okay, yeah, we can definitely apply you. Okay, so now, do you know how the long-term care program goes? Have you ever heard of the waiver program before? Anyone you know has applied for it? No? So it goes through a Department of Welfare called the broker. And this is where it all begins. You're going to have your first appointment with a broker who comes out to the home, and they're going to help you fill out the financial application list, income, resources, all of that good stuff. So they make sure that you financially qualify and go over all of that beforehand. They will then enroll you. That's going to be a Medicaid long-term care application. You will get to choose a long-term care Medicaid plan to add on to your Medicare Part A and B. So this is going to be a two-part. So you're going to be double covered. Your home care is going to go through long-term Medicaid, and then your doctors and everything is going to go through Part A and B. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, this is a program that will take you to the house that you referred to earlier.
You can definitely ask them if you would like. I'm going to double check. Is anybody else on the deed with you, or is it just your name?
Just my name.
Okay. So I'm going to give you, are you able to take down any information, or do you want me to text it to you? I'm able to do that, whatever's easier for you. Take your time.
I'll have to put that on the phone.
Okay, take your time. I'll be here.
Okay,
so this is called PA, like Pennsylvania, Health. And it's PA Health Law, like lawyer, Law, L-A-W, Project. So PA Health Law Project.
Okay.
And they basically, what they do is they're a law team or a law office that assists long-term care patients understand all the ins and outs of how to apply, how to not have anything taken. You can ask them questions on the home. So their number is 1-800.
274-274-3258.
And so you can ask them, it is called Estate. Estate recovery. Program.
Okay.
And so you can let them know that you want to apply yourself for home care and long-term care Medicaid, but you tell them you own your home. How do I go about that? And they're basically a team of legal experts that can advise you, because I don't want to do that because I'm not legal. Like, I'm not a legal representative. So anything to do with the home, I always send my patients over there to ask. And then if you get the thumbs up, go ahead, and you feel comfortable enough that you want to move forward. Do you have my phone number in case you need to call me? And I can give it to you. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
So my name is Allison. It's A-L-L-I-S-O-N. And my direct line is 267-551. 7421. Okay, and if you need any help applying yourself for long-term care, that's what I do. I work as an enrollment specialist for that program, so I can help you get on the Medicaid, get some hours, all of that stuff. But definitely, yeah, of course. And thank you so much for your patience and your time. I really appreciate it. All right. Good luck. Take care. Bye-bye.